Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the quiz show edition.
We're doing a quiz show. So we invited two of our biggest fans onto our podcast to play three science games with us.
And you can play along as we quiz our contestants, come up with your own answers, and see if you can beat our players.
We've never done this before. It's kind of an experiment. So if you like it, let us know.
And now let's let our contestants introduce themselves.
Okay. You go first, please.
You want to go first?
You go first.
All right. Okay. My name is Arlo. I'm 7 years old.
My name is Elise, and I'm 5 years old, and
don't lick the microphone. That's disgusting.
Arlo and Talise are brother and sister, and right now, Talise is unsettling her competition by licking the spongy-looking cover on her microphone.
I do not lick it.
You're not licking it?
I'm Whoa. Not licking it. Talise, don't actually lick it.
I just lick it because it feels good on my tongue.
I sort of want to try, but, like, I'm not, don't want to try.
Try it. It's... Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Does it feel good? No. It does. I've never
feel-
done that before.
Wait, Marshall, you just licked the mic.
I just licked the microphone for the first time. I've never done that.
Oh my gosh.
It's a little wet.
I kind of want to stop messing around and get straight to the quiz.
So the first game we're going to play is based on our episode, Why Do Cats Purr?
I know that episode. We both listened to it.
All right, that's fantastic.
So in that episode, we learned that cats are either purrers or roarers.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, so the game we're going to play is Does It Purr or Does It Roar? And what we're going to do is we're going to name a cat species. So you got to decide, is it a purrer or is it a roarer? So the first cat animal is a black panther. Arlo, what do you think?
I think it's a purr. A purr.
But I think it's the same.
She just agrees with me all the time.
All right, are we ready to hear the answer?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a roar.
Yeah.
So Black Panthers, not purrers. So you're 0 for 1 so far, but that's okay. We've got two more.
The next one is a mountain lion, also known as a cougar.
Or a puma, or a catamount.
Talise, purr or roar?
Of course I already know the answer. They roar.
I think they purr.
They definitely roar.
I think they purr.
Just do it.
Oh, that's purring. That's purring. That's purring.
Yep, pumas are purrers. In fact, they're the biggest cat that can purr.
Oh, wow.
Are you ready for the next one? So far, Arlo, you're 1 for 2, and Talise, we're 0 for 2, but I think you might be able to get the next one. All right, so the next animal, is it a purrer or a roarer, is a cheetah. Do cheetahs purr or do they roar?
Roar. I think they roar.
I think it's purr, Arlo.
I'm still going for roar. I'm going for roar.
But I go for purr.
She says purr, I say roar.
We got disagreement again, which means one of you is going to be right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play, and we'll find out. Are cheetahs purrers or roarers?
That's definitely purr.
Oh, that's a purr. That's a purr.
I was right.
Yep, Talise got it.
So you got one right and two wrong, and I'm not sure what that means.
You guys are just excellent contestants.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to play two more games.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, "Mick, my kid loves your show." But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about. Bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
And we're back, and we're ready for our next game.
So this is called What Does the Blank Say?
And so what we have for you is we have some animal sounds that we're going to play, and your job is to try to guess what animal it is out of four different choices. So here we go.
That was interesting. It's almost so high pitched at the beginning that we can't even hear it, and it goes all the way down. It's really, that's a unique sound. There's only one, I think like there's only one animal that can make that sound, but I don't know what it is. I forgot.
Do we give you the choices? Will it help?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So Lindsay, why don't you read the choices?
Number one is narwhal.
Narwhal.
Could it be a narwhal? They're like whales with unicorn noses.
I know that, Marshall. I'm smart enough to know that.
Yeah, and there aren't unicorns.
They don't have
That's
unicorn
true.
Horns.
That's true. Well, they have a single tusk coming out of their nose.
And it's actually a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number two is polar bear.
Yeah, could that be a polar bear sound?
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not a polar bear. I actually think it's a narwhal because, like, they can make pretty unique sounds.
We've got two more choices. Number three is a Weddell seal. And the last one is spaceship.
Yeah. Obviously a Weddell seal. I'm not surprised if it's a Weddell seal.
So is your choices are narwhal, polar bear, Weddell seal, or spaceship. And which do you choose?
Weddell seal.
Are you both in agreement?
Mm-hmm. Weddell seal.
All right.
I remember the episode, The Great Seal Count, and it talks about Weddell seals. And, like, I remember in the music you said, like, one of you said that, like, the music was, like, made up of Weddell seal communications. And so, and one of the sound was like that.
All right. Well, you're completely 100% right. That is a Weddell seal. Good job, guys.
All right. Next one.
Okay. All right. Here comes the sound. That's probably enough. That's a pretty intense sound.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
Do you want to hear it again?
No. I think okay. One time is good enough.
Okay. So here are your options. Number one is a boat.
Is that a boat?
I don't think so.
Number two is walrus. Is it a walrus?
I don't know.
Number three is an Arctic tern, which is a kind of bird that lives in the Arctic.
Oh, it did sound like a bird.
It did sound kind of bird-like, didn't it? And then number four
is an Arctic fox.
I'm going for the option three.
And I'm going for option two.
So you think it's a walrus, Talise?
Mm-hmm.
Is that final answer for each of you?
Yeah.
All right, so we got tern versus walrus. Well, the answer is walrus.
Oh!
It's a little known fact. Certainly, I didn't know it before I put together this question, but walruses can whistle with their lips, and that's the sound that they make when they're whistling.
They look a lot like humans whistling. It's kind of creepy.
It's like a human, but in an animal form whistling. That does sound kind of creepy.
So I was right.
Mm-hmm. You were right.
Yeah, all right. So Talise, so far you're 2 for 2. All right. Are you guys ready for the third and final animal sound?
Yes. No.
Okay.
The first option is a snowy owl.
Didn't sound like an owl.
No, it didn't.
All right. Number two is orca.
Also known as a killer whale.
The third is an emperor penguin.
Emperor penguin. I'm going for orca.
I'm going for penguin.
Let's see if this fourth one can change your mind. Puffin.
A puffin? No, I still think it's a whale because they can make some extraordinary sounds.
I think it's a penguin.
I think it's an orca.
I think penguin.
Orca versus penguin. Well, it turns out you're both wrong.
What?
Dum-da-da-dum. Okay, of the two remaining, what do you think it is, an owl or a puffin?
Puffin.
Puffin.
You're still wrong. Of the one remaining choice, what do you think it is? An owl or...
An owl. Wait, why? That's an owl?
That's an owl. Some owls make screeching sounds like that. All right, well, we've got one final game for y'all. Are you ready for the last one?
Welcome to Does It Fart?
I am excited.
So excited.
Here's how it works, is we name an animal, and it's your job to try to figure out if it's a farter or not. Does it fart or does it not? So the first animal are sloths. Do sloths fart?
I mean, Talise has farted in her sleep, so I'm assuming yes. One time I was awake in the middle of the night and Talise was asleep and she went, and then just a little fart escaped her.
So, but Talise, what do you think? Your brother thinks yes. What do you think? You think they don't fart? No farting sloths.
That would be a strange world.
Yeah. Well, so the actual right answer is that no, they don't fart. Instead, they burp.
They burp?
It comes out the front.
All right. You guys ready for the next animal?
Yes.
Okay. The next animal is a herring, which is a kind of fish.
I don't think fish fart. I'm going for no.
I am going for no.
Are you sure?
Sure. I actually think, now that you say, are you sure? I'm thinking, yes.
Me too.
We can't both change our mind, Talise.
But I have to agree with you.
The answer with herring is that yes, that they actually do fart. And not only do they fart, but they use farts to like communicate with each other.
Oh my gosh. So they're like.
So it could be like, yeah, do you want to go to that party? Like,
all right, are we ready for our last animal?
Yes.
What about a black-capped chickadee?
A black-capped chickadee.
Oh, they sound cute.
Birdies are cute, but do they fart?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going for yes.
Arlo, you think they do. Talise, what do you think?
Same.
Well, you're wrong, because actually all flying birds don't fart because they don't hold food in their gut long enough.
What's interesting is that they also don't have any control of when they poop. For the same reason.
Oh, yes. They just go like, drop, drop, drop.
Yeah, it just comes out whenever it's ready to go. All right. Are you ready for the very last animal? And then I think we need to go.
Do sea lions fart?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Just think they eat a lot of stinky fish.
Yes. Yeah, they fart. They fart.
Oh, they fart.
Yeah, not only do they fart, but their farts are some of the smelliest of the whole animal kingdom.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But the thing is, they don't care. Like, they're not apologizing for it.
They're just like, doo, 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 doo. Oh.
Yeah, they're like, try and go past our stinky island. I don't care.
If you ate as many stinky fish as I do, you would be farting too.
A lot of stinky farts.
All right. Well, Arlo and Talise, we want to thank you so much for doing this with us. I had a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
So much. Bye.
Okay, so in the end, we didn't keep score of how Arlo and Talise did on our games.
I guess if they had fun, they were winners.
And if you had fun playing along, you're a winner too.
Everyone's a winner.
I feel like we're winners because we had a blast doing this, and now we know how it feels to lick a microphone, which don't try.
We thought we were going to teach Arlo and Talise something, but in fact, we were the ones who learned the most valuable lesson of all. The flavor of microphones.
Totally. Arlo and Talise's family are supporters of Tumble on Patreon, and that's where we put out a call for contestants on this quiz show.
Our patrons help us keep making the show and give us the freedom to try new things like this quiz show. So if you enjoyed playing along with our games, let us know. We really had a lot of fun making it.
We have more special episodes coming for you over the summer, so stay tuned. And we'll be back for season 9, all new episodes, in September.
Elliot Hajjaj is our production assistant, and he put together pretty much this whole show. Sarah Robertson-Lentz created the art.
I'm Lindsay Patterson, and I wrote this episode.
And I'm Marshall Escamilla, and I did the scoring and sound design for this episode. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more stories of science discovery. Thanks so much for listening to that episode, and now that it's over, we've got some birthday shoutouts to give to our supporters on Patreon. Adlai, happy birthday on June 23rd. Mom and Jariah love you and love watching you explore, discover, and learn. You're a budding scientist. Happy 7th birthday on June 25th to Karina. You continue to surprise and delight with your talents and your generous heart, with love from Mommy, Daddy, Mags, and Julian. And a happy June 26th birthday to Clay. Mom, Dad, and West all love your caring and curious heart. All the tiny critters are lucky to have you looking out for them. Holden, happy birthday to you on June 27th. And finally, Andrew Kent, another happy birthday to you on June 27th as well. Thanks to all of you and everyone who supports Tumble on Patreon. If you want to get a birthday shout-out of your own like these fine folks, simply support Tumble on Patreon at the $5 level or higher by going to patreon.com/tumblepodcast. Once again, that's patreon.com/tumblepodcast.